It's 8:30 with AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Political fundraiser Tony Rezko is in federal custody after he was found guilty of 16 of 24 counts of corruption, including fraud and money laundering. He was accused of scheming to get bribes from businesses seeking state contracts. But the jury's mixed verdict acquitted Rezko of some of the most serious charges, including attempted extortion. Nonetheless, federal prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald thinks the verdict sent a sufficient message.
I'm hoping that this verdict by this jury, as a result of the work of the agents and the prosecutors, sends a message that if you don't have the morals to stop, you ought to have the fear to do so.
Rezko showed no visible emotion in a downtown Chicago courtroom yesterday as the verdicts were read. Sentencing is scheduled for September 3rd. Rezko is a prominent fundraiser for Senator Barack Obama and Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich. Neither Blagojevich nor Obama have been accused of wrongdoing. One of Democratic State Representative John Fritchie's constituents is none other than Governor Blagojevich. Fritchie says distrust of the governor is already so high that it prevented passage of a much-desired statewide infrastructure program during the spring legislative session. Fritchie predicts because of the Rezko verdict, such policy holdups are going to become more common going forward.
So any clouds of mistrust that hung over him before are now going to be storm centers. And what that means, unfortunately, for a lot of people and groups in the state is that it's going to be exceedingly difficult to get anything done as long as the governor has to be a part of that process.
Blagojevich has flatly denied allegations made during testimony in the Rezko trial about his exchanging campaign cash for jobs. We'll have much more on the verdict in the aftermath with Illinois Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr at 8:45. Recent heavy rainstorms are increasing the danger of flooding on rivers in east central Illinois and elsewhere. Darren Hansing is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Lincoln. He says the Sangamon and Illinois rivers will continue to rise for the next 2 days. Hansing says people living along those rivers should closely watch the rising levels.
The Sangamon River in Monticello continues to rise. It's already above its moderate flood stage of 17 feet and continues to rise steadily. That's really the most threatening location at this time along the Sangamon River.
Hansing says further downstream, the Sangamon is expected to reach flood stage at Petersburg and Riverton, and he says the river will probably go above moderate flood stage at Chandlerville today. Floodwaters in the western Indiana city of Clinton are beginning to go down, allowing some evacuated residents there to get back in their homes and assess the damage. But emergency personnel are on standby with more potential storms and flash flooding on the way. Vermilion County Emergency Management spokesman Kurt Lowry says about 30 people were evacuated near Feather Creek as a precaution, but Lowry is still concerned with the level of another body of water.
The water has been receding all day and draining good. The problem is it drains right into the Wabash. We sit right on the Wabash, and as it's coming up, if we get another event, then because it'll be backing up into that creek, and that won't allow flash flooding to drain, and it'll compound the problem.
Lowry says standing water has been as high as 3 feet in some places, closing down a number of county roads. The Champaign School Board has an approved agreement with the city of Champaign that cements its participation in an ambitious program to help young people in the Garden Hills neighborhood. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The program is called Operation Hope in Garden Hills, and it's a joint venture of the Champaign School District, the City of Champaign, and the Champaign Park District. Over the next 12 months, they'll be providing programs for young people in a neighborhood that saw rising levels of youth crime and violence last year. The agreement approved by the school board last night lays out the school district's role in the program. School board member Greg Novak says that includes the use of Garden Hills Elementary School.
So what Unit 4 will be doing is providing facilities primarily. The Park District will be providing staff, and the city is providing some support and, you know, funding for different projects. I mean, we're looking at really working everything from pre-K up through high school if you go through the different components of the plan.
Operation Hope gets underway next week with a summer day camp program at Garden Hills School for kindergarten through middle school children. Meanwhile, twice monthly family recreation nights begin June 12th at Garden Hills Park. More programs for middle and high school youth begin in the fall. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35, time for an in-depth look at weather with Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, it's already 79 degrees, and I guess that's some indication of how warm it's going to get today.
Yeah, it's going to be quite warm today. We're looking for a high temperature of 92. And that's what I've been saying all week. So the maps have been pretty good at indicating that it's going to warm up. And if we do get to 90, I believe it's the first time this year, because we only had a few occasions of even getting to 80 last month and a couple occasions in April. So we've not really had a lot of hot weather yet.
What do you see for the weekend?
I see thunderstorms scattered about on Saturday, so unsettled weather Saturday. Sunday, I see it getting hot and mostly dry. I think Sunday will be similar to today. There will be some thunderstorms up north, kind of breezy, hot and humid in central and southern sections Sunday, the way it looks now. So